The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. Well, hello, everyone. We're back for another week, and we're going to start off with an announcement I just saw this morning before coming into the studio, and that's that hopscotch tickets for 2024, a block of them, are about to go on sale. And, of course, Hopscotch, a really big music festival, will come around in 2024 in September. All right, Raleigh Little Theater, the spring schedule, now through December 17th, it's Cinderella. The holiday tradition returns for its 39th year. Showtimes Thursday and Friday at 7:30, Saturday and Sunday, 2 and 6. Then we switch to February. For Raleigh Little Theater, February 2nd through the 11th, Nate the Great. March 15th through the 31st, Trouble in Mind, a dramatic comedy. In May, Looking for Roberto Clemente, a family musical. Then in June, to close out the season, Kinky Boots, which, of course, is a musical. All right, the PNC Arena schedule. Wednesday, December 13th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve. Sunday, December 31st, The Avett Brothers, with special guest Marcus King. Monday, January 29th, Playboy Carty, Antagonist Tour. February 2nd, Theo Vaughn, Return of the Rat Tour. February 9th, Winter Jam 2024. Wednesday, February 14th, Andrea Bocelli live in concert for Valentine's Day. Friday, February 16th, Cat Williams, the Dark Matter Tour. February 17th, Journey, the Freedom Tour with special guest Toto. February 23rd, Lauren Daigle, the Kaleidoscope Tour. The Aerosmith Concert, the Peace Out Tour, has been postponed at PNC Arena for February. And then February 29th, Enrique Iglesias, Ricky Martin and Pitbull, the Trilogy Tour. And coming up later in 2024, in March, Brian Adams, Gabriel Iglesias, WWE Monday Night Raw, a Fallout Boy with Jimmy Eat World, Hot Mulligan, and Games We Play. Also in March, Avenged Sevenfold, Life is But a Dream, North American Tour Part 3, and closing out March at PNC Arena, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Okay, the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Friday, January 5th, Rumors Halt, a Fleetwood Mac tribute band. Friday, January 12th, Humphreys McGee. Thursday, January 18th, Green Sky Bluegrass. January 19th, the Friday, Tamar Braxton, Love and War, 10-year anniversary tour. And January 25th, which is a Thursday, Briston Maroney, Ultra Pure Tour, 16-plus show. Poorhouse Music Hall, South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Wednesday, December 13th, Birthday Ball, a Taylor Swift dance night. Thursday, December 14th, Wilton Springs Hotel with Brian Stevenson's Carolina Revival. December 15th, a Friday, Tubab Crew with Jill Paxton. Saturday, December 16th, Duck with Ranford Almond Band. Sunday, December 17th, Raleigh Burlesque presents Tinsel and Tassels. Monday, December 18th, Sugar Nova featuring Luke Miller of Lotus and Future Joy. Thursday, December 21st, Noctome with Pazer, Desolation's Edge, and Rovagug. Friday, December 22nd, The Petty Thieves, a tribute to Tom Petty. Saturday, December 23rd, an evening with Purple School Bus. Tuesday, December 26th, Sweet Dreams Holiday Hangover 4. Wednesday, December 27th, the Frank White Experience, live tribute to Notorious B.I.G. Thursday, December 28th, Big Something New Year's Eve pre-party with Red Panda and The Settlement. Friday, December 29th, Eric Duncan with The Great Outdoors. Saturday, December 30th, Arson Daly with Blue-Footed Boobies. And closing out 2024, Sunday, December 31st, Get Sad, Y'all's New Year's Emo Masquerade. Okay, the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. Most shows start at 8. Starting out Friday, December 15th, The Connells with Jeffrey Dean Foster and The Arrows. Saturday, December 16th, Yarn with the Doom Dogs. Wednesday, December 20th, fundraiser for Don Eason, Idlewild South, the Allman Brothers tribute band. Thursday, December 21st, Winter in the Carolinas. Friday, December 22nd, Smell the Glove and Midnight Snack. December 23rd, Bring Out Your Dead. December 29th, the 3 days of Big Something, and you can get a 3-day pass. December 29th, they're performing with Little Stranger. Big Something with Fireside Collective on the 30th. And then closing out 2024, Sunday, December 31st, it's Big Something with Susto String Band. Okay, Durham Performing Arts Center, of course, DPAC. Most shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Wednesday, December 13th through Sunday, December 17th, A Christmas Carol presented by Theater in the Park. This wonderful holiday story is brought to life with great songs and tremendous heart. The humor is topical and sometimes biting, but is woven brilliantly into this Broadway-quality production. This is not your grandparents' version of the Charles Dickens classic. The tradition returns as Ira David Wood III's A Christmas Carol celebrates its 50th anniversary year, various times for performances. Wednesday, December 20th at DPAC, Nutcracker Magical Christmas Ballet. The beloved family tradition is back, Nutcracker Magical Christmas Ballet. Gather your loved ones for the warm glow nostalgia of America's favorite Christmas celebration. Experience the extraordinary international cast and Ukrainian principal artists performing at the peak of classical European ballet. There are two performances, 4 and 8 o'clock. Friday through Sunday, December 22nd through the 24th, it's Summit Church Christmas. Tuesday through Sunday, January 2nd through the 7th, Girl from the North Country. It's 1934 in Duluth, Minnesota. We meet a group of wayward travelers whose lives intersect in a guest house filled with music, life, and hope. Experience this profoundly beautiful production, that from the New York Times. It reimagines 20 legendary songs of Bob Dylan as they've never been heard before, including Forever Young, All Along the Watchtower, Hurricane, Slow Train Coming, and Like a Rolling Stone. Performance times are various. Wednesday, January 17th, and Thursday, January 18th, On Your Feet, the inspiring true story about the heart, heritage, and two people who believed in their talent and each other to become an international sensation, Emilio and Gloria Estefan. 7:30 both nights. Friday, January 19th, is Ben Schwartz and Friends. Ben can be seen starring in the Universal Pictures upcoming horror comedy, Renfield, set for release in April. You can also catch him starring opposite Kevin Hart and John Cena in Die Hard 2, Die Harder, the second season of our Roku's hit action comedy. He's also in Netflix's Space Force. Saturday, January 20th, Eddie B., Teachers Only Comedy Tour. Eddie B. soared to new heights by creating his own opportunity, starting with his series of comical videos titled What Teachers Really Want to Say. Friday and Saturday, January 26 and 27, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone in concert. Relive the film that started it all. Watch the wand choose the wizard, a troll run amok, and magic mirrors in high definition while a live orchestra performs John Williamson's iconic score. Performance is at 7:30 both nights and a Saturday matinee at 2. Sunday, January 28th, Lucinda Williams and her band, the Don't Tell Anybody the Secrets Tour, and her performance is at 7:30. On Wednesday, January 31st, Elvis Costello and the Imposters with Charlie Sexton. Brace yourselves for this transcendental ensemble. Shall be traversing some of America's most verdant roads on their scintillating 707 tour. And then Thursday, February 1st, it's Scotty McCreery, Cab in a solo tour with Ann Wilson and Graylin James. That's all at Durham Performing Arts in Durham. Okay, Carolina Theater, West Morgan Street in Durham. Most programs start at 8 and less noted. Saturday, December 16th, the Glenn Miller Orchestra, In the Christmas Mood. Wednesday, December 20th, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs Christmas Ballet Show. It starts at 7. Thursday, January 18th, Donna the Buffalo and the Steel Wheels 2024 Tour. And the concert starts at 7. Friday, January 19th, the Guess Who 7:30 Show. Saturday, January 20th, Opera FM, also 7:30. Thursday, January 25th, Denisha, performance starts at 7. Saturday, January 27th, you've got Beverly Botsford and Catch a Groove Quartet. That's at 11 a.m. That evening, the ICCA South Quarterfinal. That's at 7 o'clock, of course, an a cappella competition. Wednesday, January 31st, Croce Plays Croce. This is the 50th anniversary tour. And then Tuesday, February 6th, Gypsy Kings featuring Nicholas Reyes and a special guest, Shutter Dog. Okay, Martin Marietta Center for the Performing Arts. Performances at 8 o'clock, unless noted. All right, through December 17th, in other words, now appearing, Elf the Musical from the North Carolina Theater. This hilarious musical, of course, follows the smash 2003 movie that's now a holiday classic. Flesher Opera Theater, various performance times. Tuesday, December 12th, the North Carolina Master Chorale Joy of the Season. This is at Mamandi Concert Hall at 7:30. Wednesday, December 13th, Girl Named Tom, One More Christmas Tour. Three siblings unlock one harmony to unite the world as Girl Named Tom. The trio, Becca, Joshua, and Caleb, notably made history as the only group to ever win NBC's The Voice. This is at Mamandi Concert Hall, showtime 7:30. December 14th through the 21st, The Nutcracker from Carolina Ballet. Experience the reimagined Nutcracker, first performed in December 2022. This new production is the ballet's most attended Nutcracker ever. Various showtimes. Saturday and Sunday, December 16 and 17, the Raleigh Ringers Holiday Concerts. No better way to ring in the holidays than by joining the Raleigh Ringers for their annual holiday concerts. This is at Mamandi Concert Hall, 4 o'clock both days. Friday and Saturday, December 22nd and 23rd, A Candlelight Christmas from the North Carolina Symphony. Immerse yourself in the magic of the season with music performed in the glow of candlelight. This is at Mamandi Concert Hall, 8 o'clock on Friday and a 3 o'clock show on Saturday. Coming up next month, of course, New Year 2024, Thursday, January 4th, it's Colin Mochrie and Brad Sherwood, the Asking for Trouble Tour. Get ready for an evening of side-splitting laughter as Mochrie and Sherwood, the dynamic duo from TV's Whose Line Is It Anyway, take the stage in a one-night-only uproarious live show. This is at Mamandi Concert Hall at 7:30. Saturday, January 9th, Mozart's Magnificent Voyage from the North Carolina Symphony. This is at Mamandi Concert Hall, performances at 1 and 4. All right, for a few laughs, we're going to start out checking the schedule at Raleigh Improv. Friday through Sunday, December 15th through the 17th, Ricky Smiley. Comedy legend and entertainment mogul, Ricky Smiley is a television host, actor, and top-rated nationally syndicated radio personality, and has become one of the entertainment industry's most celebrated performers. All of his shows are currently sold out. Sunday, December 17th, Sam Morrison. Sam is just another hack New York City-based gay diabetic widow comedian. His acclaimed solo show, Sugar Daddy, premiered off-Broadway earlier this year following a successful run at Edinburgh's Fringe Festival and recently concluded an encore engagement at the Soho Playhouse. Wednesday, December 20th, at Raleigh Improv, Smooth Jazz at the Improv presents Kirk Whalum. Thursday through Saturday, December 21st through the 23rd, it's Craig Shoemaker. Thursday, December 28th, Anthony Rodia. Friday through Sunday, December 29th through the 31st, Godfrey, one of the hottest and most versatile comedians on the circuit today, is feature movie credits Zoolander, Soul Plane, and the indie film 3 Days in Vegas. Friday through Sunday, January 12th through the 14th, it is Little Duval. Some comedians work at making people laugh, others just do. Born with the gift to make people laugh, Roland Powell, a.k.a. Little Duval, explains that for him, comedy was a natural thing. Thursday through Saturday, January 18th through the 20th, Hannah Berner. Hannah emerged on the comedy scene by directing, editing, and acting in videos on Instagram and writing viral tweets. Switching to Goodnight's Comedy Club, Woodburn Road at the Village District in Raleigh. Wednesday, December 13th, Renee Vaca. Vaca is a 26-year-old stand-up comedian, writer, and actor. He was born and raised in the San Fernando Valley in Southern California. Thursday through Saturday, December 14th through the 16th, Joe Mr. D. Dombrowski. Joe's been doing stand-up comedy since he was 8 years old in his third-grade talent show. Friday and Saturday, December 15 and 16, Alvin Kauai. Alvin was featured twice in the New York Comedy Festival in 2021 as Comic to Watch and 2019 as Best of New Talent. He was selected to perform at the San Francisco Sketchfest 2022 and the Red Clay Comedy Festival in 2021. Sunday, December 17th at Goodnight's, Mojo Brooks. At the start of his career, this multi-talented comedian utilized Facebook and Instagram to demonstrate his considerable comedic talents by writing and performing video skits. Again, that's Mojo Brooks, Sunday, December 17th. Tuesday, December 19th, it's Rocky Dale Davis. Rocky's a stand-up comedian whose videos on TikTok and Instagram have over 200 million views and 600,000 followers. Wednesday, December 20th, Ed Bassmaster, the stage name of American YouTuber Edwin Rodriguez. His YouTube channel runs comedy videos where, as various characters, he puts people into awkward situations. Thursday through Saturday, December 21st through the 23rd, Gareth Reynolds, an internationally touring stand-up comedian whose brilliantly clever quips perfectly offset Dave Anthony's hilarious snark on their smash hit podcast, The Dollop. Friday and Saturday, December 22nd and 23rd, Lemaire Lee, comedian currently based in Philadelphia and co-host of Panties in the Mouth with dear friends Nate Marshall and Andy Malafarina. Thursday through Saturday, December 28th through the 30th, Marlon Wayans, actor, producer, comedian, writer, and film director. Also closing out the final weekend of 2023, Ben Palmer, Chris Porter, and Daryl Charles. Special note, all shows at Goodnight's and the Comedy Improv are 18+. The North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival is back for its 8th year at Cocoa Booth Amphitheater with performances and over 40 new lanterns, which in Chinese New Year celebrations symbolize respect and prosperity. The displays include a 200-foot, 18,000-pound dragon on the amphitheater's lake, animals, Chinese mythological characters, and episodes from classic Chinese novels. The festival runs through January 14th, with organizers adding one more week than previous years. Now, Dreamville Festival at Dix Park, again, hosts Dreamville Festival. It's set for the weekend of April 6 and 7. Now, the 2023 Dreamville Festival, also in April of this year, drew an estimated 100,000 fans from all 50 states and 23 countries and generated an economic impact of almost $8 million. The Hip Hop Music Festival was created by Fayetteville native and rapper J. Cole, who also regularly headlines the event. A couple of Duke performances. Saturday, January 20th, Escher String Quartet. Thursday and Friday, January 25 and 26, Lost Dog, Juliet and Romeo. Now, this show reveals the real story of Romeo and Juliet. It turns out they didn't die in a tragic misunderstanding. They grew up and lived happily ever after. Well, they lived, at least. Now they're 40-ish. At least one of them is in the grips of a midlife crisis. They feel constantly mocked by their teenage selves and haunted by the pressures of being the poster couple for romantic love. This is at Reynolds Industries Theater. Performances at 7:30 on Thursday and 8 o'clock on Friday. Friday, February 2nd, Zlata Kocieva. Yeah, there you go. Zlata Kocieva. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday, February 10th, Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Wind Ensemble. Then at Carolina Performing Arts, Wednesday, December 13th, Dorrance Dance, Nutcracker Suite. Get ready for it, where explosive tap dance meets a holiday classic. This Nutcracker boogies, slides, struts, and dives into Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn's reimagined take on the Tchaikovsky classic. This is at Memorial Hall at 7:30. Then Friday, January 6th, Aaron Deal and Clara Yang, Moser Auditorium at Hill Hall. Thursday, February 1st, the Raleigh Rockers. This is a break-in workshop. And Friday, February 2nd, celebrating next level, it is hip-hop diplomacy. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Now, if you have comments or questions, don't hesitate to call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.